A new analysis by the Cambridge-based biotech Biogen says its Alzheimer's drug can slow mental decline associated with Alzheimer's. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports.
The drug is called aducanumab, and it targets the protein plaques that gum up the brain in Alzheimer's patients. Back in March, Biogen said the drug failed testing. Then in October, in a turnabout that stunned the Alzheimer's field, the company said that at high doses, aducanumab could preserve some brain function. Now, Biogen is presenting new, more detailed data backing up its October claim that in patients with early Alzheimer's, the drug can slow, though not stop, decline. Neurologist Sharon Cohen, who helped lead the testing, says the drug could help people work or perform daily tasks longer.
The community at large fears Alzheimer's disease, and rightly so, largely because of the loss of autonomy that comes with this disease. So slowing loss of autonomy is key.
Biogen's flip-flop has prompted some skepticism about whether aducanumab will be effective for most patients and how effective. Brown University neurologist Stephen Soloway says the drug's effects in the testing are small but still meaningful.
We're looking for a biological foothold against Alzheimer's that we can build on.
Biogen says it plans to apply for federal approval for the drug next year. Professor Rudy Tanzi, an Alzheimer's researcher at Harvard and Mass General Hospital, says that approval process could take at least a year or two. But
there is a chance for approval, and I think it will open the door for more amyloid drugs. And many of us believe that's still the best way to go.
If aducanumab is approved, Tanzi says, another question arises.
How do we afford it? It's a very expensive therapy. And right now you want to use it very early.
Even before obvious symptoms show up, possibly in many millions of people, he says. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.